You're listening to Juno Afternoon. The first day of college is an exciting milestone that the University of Alaska Southeast celebrates with a campus kickoff every year. Here to tell us more is Dash Hill-Gartner, UAS Director of Admissions. Welcome, Dash.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah. And Sean Price, President of the UAS Student Activity Board, currently a sophomore at UAS. Hi, Sean.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for being here. Sean, let's start with you. Would you please introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about what you do as president of the activity board?
Well, hello. I am Sean Price. I'm the current acting student activity board president, and I plan all the activities.
You plan all the activities.
If there's something fun happening on campus, then I was either willingly a part of it or told to be a part of it.
Voluntold. How'd you get into doing that?
Well, I was looking for a job. And we had just gotten a new directors of activities, and they were looking for help. And I was happy to help out. And one thing led to another, and then now I'm in charge, which is very cool.
Wow. Have you done anything like that in your past? Did you do stuff like that in high school?
I did stuff like this in high school, but not at this level, and not with this many people involved or amount of emails needing to be sent.
And you're also working on your education. Tell me what you study.
I'm an outdoor studies major. Recently, this summer, I was able to go on a capstone trip to Glacier Bay.
I heard about that. That sounded pretty epic. Did you enjoy yourself?
I absolutely enjoyed myself. There was loads of bears.
Wow.
Very cool.
Was it scary?
There was a spooky encounter, but nothing like too spooky, but it's just like, oh, hi there. You are very stealthy for being 800 pounds.
Wow. Oh, I bet you got lots of stories about that trip. And you're only a sophomore, so more to come. I hope you
absolutely
get to do more stuff
absolutely.
Like that. Do you think your experience working on the activity board kind of helps supplement your education? Do they go together?
To an extent, absolutely, but really, I just kind of using this outdoors education as a stepping board to see what else I want to do in life because I really enjoy the program and the teachers.
I think they're lucky to have you.
I hope so. I'm lucky to have them.
So last year, you were an incoming freshman. What do you remember about your first campus kickoff experience?
Well, it was pretty big. It was the biggest event so far, and it was the first thing I've done in person in a long time. And it was It was crazy, just like being outside all these events, all these tents and booth setups. It was like going to like a festival, which I hadn't done previously in a few years due to COVID and other stuff. So it was really cool being able to come back into it.
Wow. Did you imagine at that time you'd be planning the next one year later?
Nope. Not at all.
Turning to you now, Dash, campus kickoff, it's an annual tradition. Can you describe it for someone who's never been?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would describe campus kickoff as the culmination of a week of engaging events for the university. It's the last, or really the finale of our welcome week, which starts with orientation. Campus kickoff is kind of this exciting really display of what sort of opportunities students have both on campus and in the community. It's a really great opportunity for our students to get involved with campus clubs, really just meet each other and continue kind of fostering those relationships with faculty, staff, and then kind of get a glimpse of really all the cool stuff that Juno has to offer.
So is at the event, the students who attend, is it a mix of people who grew up here and students who are coming in from other communities or from out of state even?
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone is invited. I don't know the exact count on what we anticipate for student participation, but it's pretty much anyone that's living on campus or attending classes, either in person or distance in the Juno area, is expected to be there.
Expected.
Yes.
What are some of the elements that you think students appreciate the most?
It is a continuation of building those friendships. For a lot of students, it's their first year or they're transferring or coming back after a summer. And like Sean said, it does really have a festival feel. So while you do walk around and meet new people, meet new staff, it's also kind of I think connection is really the emphasis of it. And that's probably what the best takeaway is for the students, new and returning.
Mm. What would you add to that, Sean?
going back to that festival feel, like, it's going to be cool. We're going to have a cotton candy machine and a popcorn machine. Kind of exciting.
That is
kind of
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And just hoping that there's lots of community members there and community organizations as well, businesses, nonprofits, everything in between, just to show our new student population what Juno has and what they can expect, because it is hard sometimes as a new student to get out and see what Juno has, and it's hard to kind of do it on your own. And so giving our students a forum to help them get started on that journey is definitely something I want to accomplish this year.
I know that there's going to be live music, food, games, and giveaways. Can you say a little bit more about what all that'll entail?
Absolutely. We'll have a performing artist there, and we will have, of course, the popcorn, cotton candy, and we will have shirts for students available, and each individual booth will have their own special giveaways and games and stuff.
Cool. Any big organized events?
Yes. Okay, this might take a little bit of explaining.
So that's why you're here.
We will have a large inflated soccer ball pit where you get to play soccer in large bubble suits.
Awesome. Have you ever done that before?
Unfortunately not, but it will be very exciting.
What are some challenges to organizing an event like this that you've come across?
Getting people involved, communicating, building up relationships with businesses that we haven't really had before, especially being new, and my supervisor also being new. It's like, this is contact list is 5 years old.
Yeah.
That's not an existing phone number. Also, that business doesn't exist anymore. So just going through everything, trying to find who we want to contact, who can come, and inviting them. And it has been our biggest goal this summer and something that we've done a really good job about doing. And again, my supervisor, Mallory Nash, has done an excellent job putting everything together, and she was able to get the live music performing artist there. And it's going to be pretty hype, for lack of better words.
Can you say who the performing artist is, or is it a surprise?
It's going to be a surprise, I think.
Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah, let's keep it at that.
Yes.
Well, I think that's great. Leave people wanting a little bit more. Hold some back. It sounds like you've done a great job so far. It's going to be a first-class event. So when and where is it taking place?
September 2nd.
Next Friday.
First Friday of September. Yeah, about
Friday after next.
Right.
Yes. And from 3 to 5 p.m.
Okay, so you can go, we said before, go check out the campus kickoff and then go down to First Friday.
At UAS campus, obviously.
At UAS campus, right. And where on the campus?
Right in our main courtyard, Morant Courtyard.
Okay, so you can't miss it.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to share? I know that there's a little deadline coming up for folks who want to participate. If they want to sign up, if they want to put up a booth and interact with students, how can they do that?
Yeah, like Sean said, we're anticipating that it's going to be a big event, but there is still room for more vendors, more businesses, nonprofits, anyone that feels like they should make an appearance or just connect with our campus community. The deadline to register is this Friday, probably about 5 p.m. It's a simple Google form that you fill out. You can access it on our website, or you can reach out to our resource center at 907-796-6000 to get connected.
Okay. Yeah, I found all the info, everything I needed very easily on the website when I was searching earlier. Give me an example of who might set up a booth at this campus kickoff event, apart from, student clubs and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So on top of student clubs and student services on campus, like the library, study abroad, even the health clinic usually has a booth there. Some participants that we continue to see are Eagle Crest, the Red Cross, Search usually makes an appearance. The National Guard is located on campus as well, and we collaborate with them to put on some really fun activities. They'll do like a lifting challenge.
And they're the people with the bubble balls.
Yeah.
As well.
Nice.
And also Trailmix is going to be there this year.
Great.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great collection of everything that Juno has to offer.
And hopefully if you guys want to set up a booth, you are more than welcome
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
Way
booth.
To put me on the spot. Yeah, so you are very good at your job, sir. All right. Well, moving on. No, that sounds great. Thank you for the overview and the rundown. If any folks are out there listening and thinking like, oh, maybe my organization or my business would be a good fit and we want to go set up a booth, campus kickoff, meet some students, interact. Tell me again where they go for that.
To reach out.
Yeah, to connect, to register, to set up a booth.
Yeah, I think the easiest way is on our website. You can look up the either campus activities, student activities. There's a link there. Or you can just directly reach out over the phone to our student resource center.
Yeah, call up Sean.
Yes,
yeah.
Sean is known around campus. Very important figure. Seriously though, it's awesome having seeing Sean. You know, start last year was immediately this just really enthusiastic, engaged personality, and the growth and just development as a leader has been really cool. And that honestly is everything that our university is about, fostering and cultivating these awesome leaders.
Thank you, Dash.
Yeah, that's great. Nice compliment, and also I concur. I think that it's your personality is really coming through, and I can tell that you're a good fit for your position. So again, campus kickoff is Friday, September 2nd, 3 to 5 p.m. in the Morant Courtyard. Dash Hilgartner, Sean Price, thank you so much for being here with us today, and best of luck with your event.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Ganach tish.
Ganach tish.